Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. As the sun sets over Israel, the weather remains calm and warm. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze is keeping things comfortable. Jerusalem is cooling down as night approaches. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a clear night sky, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, the Israeli Navy has targeted Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, Yemen, and Gaza with precision strikes. Over 1,000 naval combat soldiers have been at sea for 26,000 hours in the 47 days of the current conflict. Also, Ynet reports from earlier this hour that a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon is set for midnight. The IDF will remain in place as the truce begins, but many details remain uncertain. Also this hour, ministers were surprised to learn from Mariv that U.S. President Donald Trump announced a ceasefire in Lebanon during a cabinet meeting. This announcement caused significant anger. Separately, JNS informs us that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day truce, with Trump stating it will begin at 5 p.m. Eastern. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that U.S. War Secretary Hegseth has declared readiness to strike Iran at the push of a button. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yashar, an Israeli political commentator, posting just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not keen on claiming first talks with Lebanon as Hezbollah continues its rocket attacks. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that President Trump is working to set up a historic meeting between Israeli and Lebanese leaders following the ceasefire announcement. Ayman Dean, a security analyst, wrote just minutes ago that Trump's push for a ceasefire might be more about influencing Iran than resolving the situation in Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli Navy's operations, the Jerusalem Post highlights the extensive naval activity in the ongoing conflict with Hezbollah and Iran. This demonstrates Israel's military reach and strategic capabilities at sea. The precision strikes aim to neutralize threats and assert maritime dominance, a crucial factor in regional security. Turning to the ceasefire developments. According to Ynet, while the ceasefire is a step towards reducing hostilities, the role of Hezbollah and the future of displaced civilians remain major concerns. This ceasefire, initiated by President Trump, reflects shifting diplomatic dynamics, which could pave the way for further negotiations. Meanwhile, Mariv reports that President Trump's surprise announcement during a cabinet meeting caught Israeli ministers off guard. This unexpected move underscores the complexity of U.S.-Israel relations and the influence of international diplomacy on local decision-making. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business explores how Israeli companies continue to operate amidst conflict. Businesses have adapted to ongoing tensions, ensuring continuity while facing unique challenges. This resilience underscores the strength of Israel's economy. Separately, CTEC discusses insights from an interview with Michal Mor, CEO of Smart Shooter, on the importance of hands-on leadership in startup growth stages. This highlights the role of innovation and leadership in Israeli tech success stories. And finally, Israel Hayom Business looks 7 years ahead at a pivotal moment for Israel's global image and tourism. The potential for significant growth offers opportunities that could transform the nation's economic landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.